This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is truly an honor to have our next guest on the show. You know what? He has been grandfathered into the Nick Wright policy where we try not to bother this individual unless there is a big game. He used to be the most talented sports host in the country, but you know what? He traded in the microphone and the headphones and now is a rising television star. We head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Fox Sports 1's Danny Parkins, but not on this show. I don't care what he does. Park, what's good? How you doing, man?
Good afternoon, C-Dot. Do you have a bumper that comes into this show saying, tune into The Drive, this is Rashee Rice of the Kansas City Chiefs? I don't think Rashee Rice should be saying The Drive. I'm just going to put that out there. I don't think that that's the one. I'd go with Mahomes or Kelsey or Chris Jones or anyone other than Rashee Rice and The Drive. But that's just me. Thank you for that kind introduction. It's good to be back with you. How are you doing,
buddy? Parkins, man, I'm doing fantastic, man. Let's start with this because there's some football things I want to ask you, but I also want to ask some work things. You work at a completely different place since the last time you were on the show. What is the biggest difference from doing radio to doing television now?
Oh, nothing other than everything. It's completely ridiculous. Dude, it's a bigger operation in every way. We have 9 producer content people that sit around a conference table at 5:30 in the morning every day, and we go on at 8. We have a producer who works at night, who doesn't even come to the show or is in the meetings, but he just like watches everything and compiles stories and summarizes things for you. And we have a researcher named Troy, who's unbelievable. There's a wardrobe department, and they pick out my outfit for the day. The only thing that I wear on television that I own is my undergarments. And when I get into the dressing room, the belt is already through the belt loops on the pants. It's just absurd in every way. And it's a lot of fun, but it's just different and cool. And I miss radio, but I'm loving TV. And it's just the job in a different format, but I'm loving it.
Danny, I will say this, and you know I love you to death. I was the proudest I've been of you was I think it was after the Chiefs beat the Bengals, and you and Schlereth and Carton were debating on whether or not the Chiefs could go undefeated. And I'm like, we're having this conversation after 3 weeks. You really, really become a television guy. Radio Parkins wouldn't have done that.
I don't know about that. Hey, before the year, would you have said that this was going to be one of, if not the best defenses of the Mahomes era, right? That like last year's defense was legit, and this coming into the year, you thought this would be a top 5 defense, yes?
Of course.
Okay. Did you think the offense, which was league average last year, had the potential to be top 5?
For sure.
Okay. Well, then a top 5 offense and a top 5 defense with a stated goal of doing something that's never been done before, which is winning a 3rd Super Bowl, something that Brady never did. We know Mahomes is aware of it. And also, undefeated season with a Super Bowl, something Brady never did. Being able to knock both those off in this season, I thought you were going to get the best, most locked-in version of this team, especially because how many more years do you have Travis Kelce? So I had no hesitancy coming into the year thinking they were going to be dominant. They've been decimated by injuries to key players that has, I think, lowered the ceiling significantly for them on offense. And Kelce, until, you know, last week in a bright spot here or there, really has looked a step slower. And so Father Time's undefeated, so I don't feel as confident in that anymore. I think the Niners deserve to be a slight favorite. But yeah, man, until they lose, I'm not taking undefeated off the table because I think they're trying for it.
That's interesting you say that about San Francisco. We led the show earlier today with, I'm not sure if San Francisco is making the postseason. Now, if you have them winning this game, obviously that changes the math and course for them. But right now they are 3-3. Let's say they lose this game to Kansas City. They've never beaten Patrick Mahomes, so that's not outside the realm of possibility. They go on the road and play Tampa Bay, on the road and play Green Bay, on the road and play Buffalo. They play Detroit later this year. They play your Chicago Bears. I'm not entirely convinced that this San Francisco team doesn't go 9-8, 8-9, and in an NFC that's way deeper than people thought. I would not be surprised to see San Francisco on the outside looking in.
I'd be shocked. I think the offense is incredibly impressive still with what it's doing. I think this has been the best Brock Purdy, which is shocking me. And yes, no McCaffrey has hurt them in the red zone because the red zone numbers haven't been as good. And I don't know if McCaffrey is coming back, and Mason is obviously more just a runner than a pass catcher. So that is different, and I know he's also banged up ahead of this game. So anybody, though, can run in a Kyle Shanahan system. I think the offense, they're second in yards per play in the NFL. So I think that that still gives them a very high ceiling of what they can be on the offensive side of the ball. And, man, seven teams make the playoffs. Like, so, someone has to win that division. Who are you picking to win that division right now? Like, yeah, the Rams got them. I understand. Weird fourth quarter. You know, there's the Mason fumble, the Cardinals game. They were winning both those games in the fourth quarter. These are not bad losses, I don't think. So, you know, division games early, sure. But I still think the Niners are very good.
Danny, a lot of conversation here over the course of the last 2 weeks has been about wide receiver and if the Chiefs are going to make a move. Let's just start with a couple of the moves that are in your neck of the woods, so to speak. I was really surprised that Kansas City wasn't in on Amari Cooper. I mean, it was only a third-round pick. He's making less than $1 million the rest of the season. The Chiefs could have him not just for this year, but they could restructure his deal or extend him and have him for a long term. He also doesn't go to Buffalo. I'm a little surprised that Kansas City wasn't in on Amari Cooper.
I am too. I mean, do we know 100% that they weren't in on him and they got outbid?
I'm just going to guess just based on what Buffalo gave up. So Kansas City has 2 third-round picks. They also have Tennessee's third-round pick because of the Snead trade. So, I mean, if they were willing to part with that third-round pick, they would have given up more compensation than what Buffalo gave up. I mean, whenever I saw that come across the timeline, it just came off to me as Kansas City just wasn't super interested. And now we'll see if they're interested in Deontay Johnson. We'll see if they're interested in Darius Slayton, or we'll see if they're going to bring back DeMarcus Robinson. I just don't think Kansas City was a major player for Cooper.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense. And obviously the price that Buffalo paid. You know, Amari's having a weird year. He's having one of the worst years of his career, and he leads the league in drops. But last year he was awesome. You know, he had 1,250 yards. So I don't think he just completely fell off a cliff, though it's obviously in play for wide receivers on the wrong side of 30. I think the Cleveland situation was just so bad and so dispiriting because Deshaun Watson is not a top 50 quarterback on earth somehow at this point of existence, that I think he just was dispirited. I think he'll be very good. I do think the Chiefs are going to need to add something. I don't think that they're going to be able to get what they got from Juju Smith-Schuster and Kareem Hunt every game going forward. I do think they need to add.
Yeah, I've been in that same place. Like, my biggest point, at least with the Chiefs wide receivers, and I mean, you know, it's understandable. Fans are like, hey, we've done this before. There's no need to panic. I wouldn't necessarily call it panic, but right now, I mean, these are their healthy, productive wide receivers. Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster, Justin Watson, and Mecole Hardman. I mean, if you believe the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl, like a lot of people do, then they have 15 games at minimum left, 12 regular season games and 3. No one thinks that Juju's holding up for 15 weeks. Nobody thinks that Mecole Hardman or Xavier Worthy are holding up for 15 weeks. Like, they just don't have enough bodies in the room. So maybe they don't take a big swing at wide receiver, but they got to take some swing at the position.
Yeah, they will. And again, I think that they're going to be willing to give up some future asset capital in order to go for the three-peat and in order to go, you know, with Kelce and be all in. And also, man, you can always see what the team thinks of itself based on its actions, right? They went out and paid Hollywood Brown. Not a lot of money, but they tried to upgrade at wide receiver with a deep threat and speed. They used a first-round pick and made a move to get Xavier Worthy. First-round pick, speed. Like, they thought, even with what they were bringing back, you know, with Pacheco, with Rice healthy, that they needed to upgrade the offense, because the Chiefs got it done last year, but you want to have more margin for error. You want to be giving Mahomes weapons to be the ceiling. It's not supposed to be man in motion, pre-snap shift, crazy Andy Reid misdirection, wildly unbelievable 99th percentile throw, gain 12 yards. Like, it's not supposed to be as hard for the Chiefs offense as it was for long stretches of last year. So the injuries, I think, are a huge problem. And it's just, like I said, it lowers the ceiling of the team. But they still have the best quarterback. They still have the best coach. They still have the best defensive coordinator. They arguably have the best defense, and they have great special teams. Like, they're going to win a ton of games, and they easily could win this game on Sunday.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. A couple more Chiefs questions, and I do want to get your thoughts on the entire NFL. It sounds to me, and
well,
I don't want to...
You're ignoring the biggest story in the NFL, so, but it's fine. We can talk Chiefs. Go ahead.
I mean, it's not... I know you probably think it's Caleb Williams. It's Davante Adams, right?
No, listen, if you ask me a question about Davante Adams, I will hang up. I get enough. If you ask me a Jets question, I will hang up the phone. I get enough with Carton every day. Tune into Breakfast Ball. No. I will hang up this phone like you're Jason Lockenfora. I will do it. You know I will. I've done it before. So do not ask me a Jets question. We can talk Chiefs as long as you want. We can talk about television, Caleb Williams, or the fact that I'm back on 96.5. But we cannot talk about Davante Adams and the Chiefs.
Do you want to talk about the Cowboys or LeBron in this segment?
I do not.
Okay, I'm just making sure, Danny. I'm just trying to know. This is a new Danny Parkins. The old Danny Parkins would have been happy to talk NBA. Now you don't want to talk NBA?
Did you want to talk Oklahoma City Thunder?
No, I don't want to talk about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay, I'm just saying, if you do, I've got thoughts on over 57.5 wins. But let's get back to whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's not Davante Adams and the Jets.
Okay, that's perfectly fair. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you were picking San Francisco this week. That's kind of what it sounded like in the beginning.
Yeah. I think they're the right side. And they're only a 1.5-point favorite at home. I think that they're the right side of the game. So, yes, I am picking San Francisco.
I'm actually on the other side. I'm actually going to take a parlay. I'm going to actually flip the line and take Chiefs minus 2.5, and the under is the side that I'm on for this game.
Okay, so that's the question, right? To me, Chiefs should move the ball against Niners defense. Neither unit is great. We know what the strengths and weaknesses, I think, are at this point. Niners think they've got the best offense in the league. Chiefs think they have the best defense in the league. Sounds like you just think Chiefs defense beats Niners offense, yes?
Yeah, that's what I think. I also just like, I mean, there are two stats that just stand out to me. Mahomes as an underdog is 10-3 straight up. Andy Reid off a bye, 21-4. Just the right side to me to be on is Chiefs with rest, Chiefs with preparation, and this is obviously a team that they know very well.
Yes, it is. I do think it's somewhat mitigated this week, though, because Niners played on a Thursday, so they also have extra rest. Niners are at home, and it is a long-ass flight. So not that it's crazy long or anything that they can't handle, but it's not like they're at home and coming off of a team that played last Sunday, which is, I think, some of the big reason why he has such a great record off a bye. And Andy Reid's the best coach in the sport. Clearly, there's a gap between one and whoever you think two is. But I happen to think Kyle Shanahan is two. Like, the guy has – he had Jimmy Garoppolo in a Super Bowl, Brock Purdy in a Super Bowl, and he's about to get Brock Purdy $60 million a year. He's a very damn good coach. So I do think that that stat, while incredibly impressive for Andy Reid, has the least value it could possibly have this week.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. It's funny about your Bears, because your Bears are certainly a good team. I picked them to make the playoffs, but I didn't think that division was going to be that tough. It is crazy to think that the Bears are 4-2 right now, and they might be the worst team in their division. Like, that is just how tough that division has been so far and how tough I think it's going to be the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the whole NFL in point differential are the four NFC North teams. It's the biggest point differential for a collective division in the history of football through 6 weeks. And the second biggest point differential division is the AFC North, like, that's outscored its collective opponents by 25 points. The NFC North has outscored its collective opponents by 211 points. It's crazy. So I think that some of that is beating up on bad teams. I did think the division was going to be very, very good. Said it before the season that I thought it was NFC North or AFC North for best division in football. And the NFC North so far is doing it. It definitely hasn't played itself yet. You know, we've only seen Minnesota and Green Bay, and it was a very close game, albeit lopsided in the first half. It is a very good division. I don't think at all that it's disrespectful to say that the Bears are the fourth best team in the division. They've proven the least of the four teams in the division individually, but their secondary back seven is excellent, and Caleb Williams is developing at a rapid, rapid rate, and they've got a lot of talented players around them on offense. So the ceiling for the Bears this year is very, very high. So if people want to say they're the fourth best team in the division right now, I'm fine with that. That's not disrespectful, but we'll see how we're feeling in 12 weeks.
Right now, I guess if you could switch your pick, I don't know if you would switch, but I think a lot of people would. Would you now go back and take Jaden Daniels with the number one overall pick?
No, and I honestly think it's ridiculous that people say that they would. And that's not to knock Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels deserves all the hype. Jaden Daniels took over a worse team. Jaden Daniels in some ways has been better. I understand why he's in the MVP conversation. I understand why he's the favorite for Rookie of the Year. I have absolutely no problem with Jaden Daniels or the hype or the love or the attention or even people feeling that way. But Jaden Daniels to you looks like he could be like Lamar Jackson as an even more advanced passer early, right? That's kind of what you see with Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I will say this. Jaden is better earlier than I thought he was going to be. I thought he had a chance to be a good quarterback. I mean, he has been one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league basically since the beginning of the season. He's a lot more mobile and a better runner at this level than I thought he was going to be. I've been really impressed by what I've seen, and I do think he's warranted of being in the MVP conversation.
I do, too. And he's been great, and he's been better than I thought he was going to be. So, like, all that said and agreed upon and not taking anything away from Jaden Daniels, I think Caleb Williams has done things that have looked like Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes. Like, it is that style of player. It is that arm strength. It is that flicking of the wrist. It is that, like, 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 processing, quick check down if you need it. Like, he hasn't hit on the deep balls. It started very poorly first few games. They had to have a meeting with, like, the leadership council and the new offensive coordinator and, like, you know, have, like, a come-to-Jesus moment earlier than people would have liked. It definitely started with a ton of turbulence on takeoff the first couple of weeks. But we're 6 games into this marathon, and Caleb Williams already has multiple 300-yard games, crazy highlight throws, crazy arm strength, escapability, creativity. Like, I have absolutely no 0% buyer's remorse on Caleb Williams. And if the ceiling for Jaden Daniels is a Lamar Jackson-type player, unbelievable Hall of Famer, has been the one seed, multiple-time MVP, but the ceiling for Caleb Williams is an Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes-type player, I, of course, will choose the Caleb Williams ceiling over the Jaden Daniels ceiling because I think it has much more longevity. So I don't think it's particularly close, though I have no problem if people have said that Jaden Daniels' first 6 weeks have been better, because they have.
Right now we're talking to Danny Parkins. Danny, are you a Vikings believer?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I think that they are the most impressive team so far in terms of, like, wow, exceeding expectations, right? Most people had them third or fourth in the NFC North. Nobody picked them to win it. So everyone now is like, oh, of course, Kevin O'Connell, great offensive coach. Brian Flores, great defensive coach. It makes so much sense. It's like, okay, if it made so much sense, why didn't no one say it in August? Like, it is surprising us, right? But they are really good coaches. Sam Darnold has not had horrible turnover rates. There have been some throws that have been dropped that feel like they should have been turnovers, but the defense is performing at a crazy high level. Justin Jefferson is healthy. We knew it was a good group of receivers for a quarterback to walk into. We thought it was going to be J.J. McCarthy. It ended up being Sam Darnold. But, you know, beating the Niners, beating the Texans, beating the Packers, beating the Jets, being undefeated with blowouts in there, they absolutely have the most impressive 5-game resume in the NFL. So I do believe in them, but I don't think they're the best team in the NFC. I think Detroit's better than them. I think San Francisco's better than them, or right there with them right now. But it's so, yeah, I think that they're very impressive. They deserve the hype. They'll make the playoffs, but I don't think that they're the best team in the NFC.
Danny, really quickly, I have two final things. Number one, tell people where people haven't seen or heard from you in a while. I want everybody to know where they can see you at now, because you've moved since the last time you were on the show.
Yeah, man. 7 to 9 a.m. Kansas City time. It's me, Craig Carton, and Mark Schlereth. I know Chiefs fans probably hate Stink because of the Broncos ties, and that makes sense. He kind of hates you too, but he's awesome and hilarious and a great dude and an incredible analyst. And Carton is a crazy person and hilarious, but an awesome guy also. And we're three sports radio hosts. Craig is one of the most successful talk radio hosts in the history of the genre, did mornings in New York for over a decade, has an HBO documentary about him. You guys should check it out. Mark Schlereth, mornings in Denver for forever. And you guys know what I've done on the radio. So it's like three radio hosts hanging out, talking vast majority NFL football. The Chiefs are one of the teams we talk about most of any team in the NFL. So we talk Chiefs basically every day. And would love for Old Drive listeners to check it out in the morning from 7 to 9. You know, I know you got to support my guy Dusty. Understood. Love it with Fesco. Congratulations. Dusty's been grinding for a long time. But, you know, you got some time, 7 to 9 a.m. Central, turn on Fox Sports 1.
Who do you have winning Sunday Night Football?
Oh, I'm rooting for the Steelers, dude, so hard. It's so fun to spike the ball on Carton for Jets failures. It's honestly, dude, it's like the joy that I got playing that Mizzou call to you. I mean, really, like it's that level for me. And the thing is like with you, that was like a slow burn. Like it took years and years for me to like get like that level of like, ooh, I love how much this hurts him. Like it took Carton like 6 days. So I am rooting hard for the Steelers. And so, yeah, for the sake of that, I will be picking the Steelers, I think. But I think it's a toss-up game. I'm excited to see Devontae Adams, but I'm really mad that you asked me about them. So goodbye, Kerry.
I appreciate you. That's my brother, Danny Parkins, joining us on the show today. I'm happy I was able to sneak that in. I'm happy for all his success. Happy that he could join us on the show today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.